So I've been a Christian for just over 3 years, and prior to that I was brought up in a really loving home with good parents and good morals, but we weren't really brought up to believe in God. My parents were brought up as Catholic and they knew God, I think, but it wasn't really in our lives, and I didn't really think much about it. I'd just come out of a long-term, well, a two-year relationship with someone who I thought was the one, and I was feeling quite low, quite sad, and searching, and feeling a bit unsatisfied, but I didn't know quite what I was looking for. It left me a bit empty and a bit thinking, well, I'm just going to go and have fun. And I was on a night out when I met a guy randomly on a train. And we started seeing each other for a little while, and eventually it developed, and we thought maybe this could be more than just friendship. And then he one day said to me, "Sorry, Natalie, I can't continue with this because I want to become a Christian." And that really was another blow, because I thought, wow, another failing relationship. And also, I knew he was a smart guy, so I knew he must have thought about his faith a lot. So that really was intriguing. And he was from a Muslim background, so I knew things would be hard for him at home. And it made me think, why would someone want to give up that for God? So I accepted it, because even though I didn't know God, I knew that faith was bigger than anything else. So even though I was upset, we went our separate ways. He lent me a Bible, but there was no pressure, but it left me feeling quite intrigued and wondering about God more. So it was funny, I was studying nursing at the time and I was on placement, and I remember a particular nursing student who didn't know my situation but kept texting me encouraging scripture, and some of it was quite relevant at the time, so I thought, wow, that's quite interesting. I also had a friend called Norma, who's an elderly disabled lady who's quite, her disability leaves her in a lot of pain. But I know she's one of the strongest women I know, and I know that was down to her faith. So all these things were really playing on my mind, and I couldn't get God out of my head. I spoke to Norma, my elderly disabled friend, and she told me about Jesus, and she told me why he came and why. Because I never really knew and understand what the cross was all about, and it suddenly all made sense, and we prayed together, and I thought, maybe this is the truth. So I went to church and at Purley Baptist, and I started going there, and I liked what I heard. I did Christianity Explored, and I thought, actually, maybe I do want to become a Christian. It was really difficult at first, and I was met with a lot of opposition, especially from friends and family. It was funny, because I remember thinking, I could tell my friends, oh, I went out, I got really drunk last night, and that was fine. But if I turned around and said, I want to be a Christian, I got some really weird reactions, like, why? And I was like, wow, okay. So it just made me realise how backwards our society was. So it's been a challenge. Since then I've been baptised, which was one of the best days of my life. And my mum has also come to faith through me nagging her, which has been amazing, so I just keep nagging at the rest of my family. My view on relationships has completely changed now. I understand that you can't put all your hopes and happiness into relationships and earthly things, because they don't last forever and they can fail you, and there is only one lasting relationship. I fail God constantly, all the time, every day, and his grace and his love astounds me, and I'm so grateful for him in my life. And there's no going back now, and as I said before, I know the most important relationship is the one with God through Jesus, as it can't be broken, it won't fail or let you down, and it will just grow in strength and love.